modern spiritualism really started here. It started in New York with two teenage girls who were rapping in their house. And it just spread like wildfire all over the country, from here to England to Europe. And, I mean, they were doing, in France, they were having seances in the wings of plays of the stage, in intermission between the plays. I mean, everybody was doing it, table rapping, calling upon spirits, seances. And one of the real centers of that was Lilydale, which was started as a summer camp for spiritualists to come to and, you know, sort of recreate. They would go away for a month at a time in the hot summer, and they wanted to get together. And so Lilydale had all these mediums, and they would come together, and a lot of American Indians would also come. There was a tie-in with that. Susan B. Anthony used to come. She wasn't a spiritualist, but she was a feminist, and the spiritualists were supporting the feminists at that time, and they were very reform-minded, and so they would have a Woman's Day every year during a time when this was kind of frowned upon. And Susan Anthony would come, and they still talk of her. They call her Auntie Susan, and they love to tell the story of the time, one time that she sat with a medium, and the medium said to her, "I brought your aunt here, and she has a message for you." And Susan B., who was a kind of crusty old dame, said, "I didn't like you when you were alive, and I don't want to hear from you now. Bring somebody interesting."
Wow, snubbed even in death.
Yes. She was a grudge holder.
Wow, yeah, you really hate somebody.
Yeah.
You know, even their death doesn't allow you to forgive them for their sins.
Yeah.
So they believe, and they decided to stop, like, coming for a month and decided to stay for a year, and the town grows, and they hold on to these traditions. And it'd be kind of the character of the town forms around this. Do they have much in the way of proof? I mean, do they start to catalog the things that they can see or experience? Are they filming? Are they recording? Are they doing anything like that? Or is it all left up to faith?
They have these artifacts from the 1800s when there was a lot of spiritual, of what they call physical mediumship. And among them are what they call spirit paintings. And what's kind of odd about Lilydale people is there's a lot of what we might consider strangeness there, people who are waiting for people from other planets, people who think that they are they're citizens of other planets, people who think they're fairies, people who, you know, all sorts of things, you know, going on there that are kind of odd. But they do have their eye rolling threshold. I mean, there's a point that all of the mediums will say, "Oh, I don't believe that," which is kind of refreshing and kind of fun. But you never really know where it is. And one of the odd things is they have these spirit paintings in the hotel. And a spirit painting would be done in the 1800s I don't know how they got away with this, but they'd have a canvas and it would have nothing on it, and then they put a cloth in front of it. And then they take the cloth off at some point, and there would be a painting there. And they would say, "It's a spirit painting." And sometimes it would be a painting of some dead relative of a person in the room. Sometimes some people would even say that they saw the painting materialize. There wasn't a cloth in front of it, and the painting materialized in front of them. Well, so you talk to people in Lilydale about this, and you'll say, "Do you really think that there was physical mediumship, that it was ever done, because it's not done anymore?" And they would say, "Well, haven't you seen the spirit paintings?" As though the fact that the paintings existed meant that they were done by spirits, and you would think, "Oh, that's so strange." They used to do all sorts of things. They would have materializations, and by that I would mean that you would see a ghost, you would hear sounds, tambourines, singing. They would sit in these darkened rooms, and you would feel the brush of the spirit's hand. They had a famous medium there named Jack Kelly, and he used to do billet reading. And billet reading was when you would be blindfolded, the medium would be blindfolded, and someone would you would write your questions, and you would fold up the paper, you'd put it in a basket, and Jack Kelly would pick up the question, and he would hold it, and he would know what the question was, and he would answer the question, and then he would unfold it, somebody who wasn't blindfolded, and they would read it, and sure enough, he had answered the right question. And so this was considered just a really wonderful thing. Today, what the mediums do is to they show you how you do billet reading. So they sort of unmask the trick of it. So they're more honest today, but they don't do that kind of thing. There's a great story that they love to tell about Jack Kelly, this legendary medium who was actually Mae West's medium, that he so loved to work blindfolded that once he drove from Lilydale to Buffalo blindfolded, and he was stopped by a state trooper who was not amused. Until Jack Kelly told him something about one of his deceased relatives, and he was so amazed that he let Jack Kelly go.
I'd love to see any proof of that story, but that's a very cool story. It really is. I mean, that's very and I'd like to see the person in Lilydale that would let Jack Kelly do that in their car.
Well, in Lilydale, they often have angels on the fenders of their car, and they can then drive in snowstorms.
What do you mean by that? Talk about that. What do you mean? That this is like a physical angel, like an icon of an angel? Or an angel sitting
they
on
see
their...
an angel. There's an angel that you're guiding the car.
All right. I thought it was like a hood ornament.
Hey, you know how you can tell if it's an angel?
I don't.
Its feet don't touch the ground.
Which is to say that if it were a what, its feet would be touching the ground. A human, or as opposed to it, like a devil?
A human.
Do they believe in, do the people in Lilydale believe in that duality of angels and devils?
You know, actually they don't. Everybody, apart from, I guess, probably Muslim, people of the book, Muslims, Jews, and Christians, don't seem to have that duality. Magical people and people in Lilydale, spiritualists, they seem to see life as more of a continuum, that there's good and bad, there's a mixture. An interesting thing is that people outside these circles are a lot more afraid of evil spirits. They talk a lot more about black magic than the people inside those communities do at all. In fact, in Lilydale, they don't really think there are evil spirits. They will tell you there are simply confused spirits, or sometimes lower spirits, although they do not like to have Ouija boards in Lilydale, a Ouija board attracts the riffraff in the spirit world, the lower spirits.